So the OIC has been successful in receiving some funding from the National Water Infrastructure Development Fund. This proposed project takes what was an original assessment of water being gravity-fed under the Ord River to West Bank lands. We're kicking off and nearly finished a pre-feasibility study, so just identifying what the proposal is, how much land is actually irrigable, and what sort of infrastructure would be required to get that water to the other side. And then we start delving in as of the end of this financial year. We'll start working on a feasibility study, so assessing that upfront capital cost against a pump station and the ongoing costs associated with receiving water to that development via pumped means as opposed to a gravity means.
So explain to us this idea of a siphon under the Ord River. What's that?
Yeah, so siphons, they're around the Ord already. There's siphons that take water from the new M2 under the D4. But basically, it's just a big concrete pipe which takes water from one side of the pipe to the other via gravity. And as long as you've got sufficient head and you can account for the head losses of the pipe, we get water flowing on the other side. So that's effectively what we're looking at doing, is taking water from the existing Stage 1 network, what's called the S2 channel, taking that out past River Farm Road, and via a channel and a siphon, get it under the Ord River to irrigate land on the West Bank.
That would be one almighty pipe.
It could be.
Or pipes.
It could be. It could be many pipes. Could be, and that's what we need to assess. We need to look at, you know, how much land is actually there available for irrigation. It's not just what's referred to as West Bank. There's also two freehold parcels currently under MG and Kai control that could also benefit from this water. So it's assessing that and then working backwards and identifying, yeah, is it one pipe or many, and then what size that is.
And then I guess ultimately working out whether it's worth doing it that way or pumping water just directly out of the river.
That's right, yeah. So there's obviously a higher capital cost with a siphon. However, there's definitely not as much ongoing cost as there would be with pumping water and the electricity costs associated with that. Yep.
Is there an example elsewhere in Australia that you can look at of water being siphoned such a distance?
There's actually an example in Harvey and also a few in the Burdekin in Queensland. So, and most of those are actually taking it from one side of a mountain to the other, or a hill from one side to the other. So this is certainly not as big as those sort of projects, but there's plenty of examples.
This is quite a localised question, but whereabouts would a siphon be on that river if this project was to go ahead?
So we're currently looking upstream of Ivanhoe Crossing. So pretty much as you're driving down Ivanhoe Road, you would see the channel coming alongside. It would go under and then pop out the other side on the highest end of the bank, roughly where the homestead is.
For the gravity-fed system to work, how far under the Ord River can you go and still obviously have the benefits of gravity-fed water?
Yeah, well, that's actually part of the assessment. Obviously, Ivanhoe Crossing, with the wet seasons that we have and the amount of sediments and movement that might be happening underneath the river. We've actually, Geosciences Australia is helping us fill that gap. So they're going to be undertaking next month some aerial flights, collecting more LIDAR and nuclear resonance and aerial electromagnetic surveys across that area and other areas around the Ord. That'll help give us a good idea on what's happening under the actual, in the riverbed and how deep we have to go to make sure that, you know, a wet season just doesn't pull it up out of the ground.
I presume we won't see any irrigation development on that side of the river until this type of stuff is sorted out. Is that fair to assume?
Well, I think we'll work very closely with the preferred proponent, TFS, on that West Bank Lands, Kai and MG, trying to find the most sustainable long-term water supply option out there. How that fits in with their development and clearing, we'll just have to wait and see.
What happens next? in this project? You've already done a bit of a pre-feasibility study. What happens next?
So the pre-feasibility study is going to identify, it conducts a gap analysis. So it looks at the native title, land issues, if any. It'll look at where the gaps of some of our soil information might need to be improved. So basically we'll go through over the next year, next 12 months, we will start to build on that information and really get it down to fine-tune the costs, and then we'll assess those costs against other options, which is, you know, an electrical pump station and potentially a diesel pump station as well.
Have you got even the roughest idea of what it would cost to siphon water under the Ord?
Well, something like this is a fairly large job. I wouldn't be surprised if it's in the $10 to $15 million range,
yep.
Which is why we're doing it under the National Water Infrastructure Development Fund, because there is an option to then look at borrowing the money to construct the project under...
Through the loan scheme,
yeah. That's correct.
Yep. Interesting time ahead. Thanks for sharing this update with us.
Thanks for your time. Cheers.